You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Business Book Club, where we break down powerful leadership and personal development books into practical takeaways that you can apply straight away. Today, we're talking about a timeless leadership classic, True North by Bill George. This is a book about leadership, but not the loud, flashy kind. It's about something deeper, more grounded, more powerful. It's about being authentic. George, former CEO of Medtronic, interviewed over 100 leaders for this book, from CEOs to nonprofit founders, and uncovered one key truth. The most effective leaders are those who lead from their own true north. So what does that mean, and how do we find it? Your true north is your internal compass. It's the set of values, beliefs, and principles that guide you, especially when the pressure's on. The best leaders don't copy others and they don't chase popularity. They know who they are. They act in alignment with that and they build trust because of it. But here's the thing, staying true to your core in a world full of noise and pressure isn't easy. True North is about the journey of discovering and holding on to that authenticity through every phase of your career and your life. George outlines five key dimensions that define authentic leaders. Let's walk through them. 1. Purpose. Authentic leaders know why they lead. They've often had defining moments, challenges, even failures, that gave them clarity on their purpose. Your purpose doesn't have to be big or dramatic, but it should be personal, a reason that drives you beyond money or title. 2. Values. Next is values. These are your non-negotiables. When you lead in a way that aligns with your values, you build integrity. And when you drift, that's when things fall apart, internally and externally. 3. Relationships. Strong, honest, human relationships are the foundation of authentic leadership. George argues that connection is not a nice to have. It's a leadership essential. Leaders who listen, support others, and ask for help build lasting influence. 4. Self-discipline. Discipline is what keeps your actions aligned with your values, even when it's inconvenient. Especially when it's inconvenient. It's also about resilience. Authentic leaders don't always get it right, but they stay the course and learn. 5. Heart. Yes, heart. Leading with heart means showing compassion, caring deeply, and staying open to others' experiences. It's not weakness, it's strength expressed through empathy. So how do you become more authentic? George suggests that it starts with self-awareness. You need to explore your life story, your upbringing, your failures, your mentors, your turning points, because it's in those moments that your leadership character is forged. He also recommends journaling, mentorship, and surrounding yourself with a support team, people who will give you honest feedback and keep you grounded. And perhaps most importantly, it means being intentional, making time to reflect, listening more, leading from a place of meaning, not ego. True North isn't a quick fix leadership book. It's a mirror, a compass, a quiet challenge to lead more honestly and more effectively by being more of yourself, not less. So here's the big question. Are you leading from your true north, or are you navigating with someone else's map? If you're ready to lead with clarity, trust, and purpose, this book is a must read. That's it for this week's Business Book Club episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. and let me know in the comments. What part of your leadership journey has shaped your true north? Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.